good time's the charm. Your dreams are ripe for taking, but mistakes you keep on making. Don't sell the farm. Stick with your heart, no one's right from the start. Third time's the charm. Well, a shooter's gotta shoot their shot. You learn from each mistake a lot. If you're willing to fail, life's lessons will avail. The answer's to the knot you've got. So don't be doubting the wisdom I'm espousing. I really mean no harm. 'Cause I may have been wrong, but I learned all along. Third time's the charm. Each mistake a lie. If you're willing to fail, life's lessons will avail. The answer's to the knot you've got. So don't be doubting the wisdom I'm espousing. I really mean no harm. 'Cause I may have been wrong, but I learned all along. Time's the charm. Well, let me tell ya, third time's the charm. One more time. Third time. Third time's the charm. Thank you.
All right, some great songs bring you up to the top of the hour here at WRCT Pittsburgh as we check out the sounds here on the Jazz Corner. Took you back there a couple years ago? Well, actually, 2021 on Arcadia Records. And that was from the Arcadia Jazz All-Stars. Mamacita, name of the tune. It was a tribute to Joe Henderson. Yeah, Thank You Joe, the name of the CD. And Roddy Whitaker, Carl Allen, Terrell Stafford featured. And the Arcadia Jazz All-Stars are Eric Reed, Randy Brecker, Javon Jackson, Rodney Whitaker, and Carl Allen, as well as Terrell Stafford. I think since then some people have with different record labels now, but it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah, let's go into our history and tell you about what else we heard in this hour. Ah, yeah. Benny Benack III doing Third Time's the Charm. Yeah, Third Time's the Charm. Also, we heard from, let me see here. Let me get it right now. Oh, yeah, Sarah Vaughan. Yeah, Sarah Vaughan doing her version of Autumn Leaves. It's all scat. It was all scat. Gregory Porter, new music from Gregory Porter. And that was kind of like a holiday type thing. But that's new music from Gregory Porter. And that was Everything's Not Lost. Actually, I'm not ready for Christmas or New Year's yet. But I know it's coming. Lenny White, who's coming to the Pitt Jazz Seminar this year, the 53rd annual Pitt Jazz Seminar. We went back in his archives and we heard a tune called Sailing. Emmett Cohen, my man. Emmett Cohen with Buster Williams, Lenny White, and Wallace Roney. And I believe we heard a tune, Minority. The Wooten Brothers. Oh, yeah, the Wooten Brothers. Victor Wooten. Joseph Hands of Soul Wooten. Roy Future Man Wooten. And Reggie Teacher Wooten got some new music. My boys from Tennessee, we heard a new tune from them called Sweat. So be on the lookout for them on tour and to hear more new music from them as we move along. Layla Hathaway doing the energy. And we went into our perspective series here on the song Why Am I Treated So Bad? Finishing up with the Staple Singers, going back to the original version, a version from Cannonball Adderley, and also a version from Norah Jones, Questlove, and Christian McBride. Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed all of those. Let's see, we have any other music? Uh-oh, here I go again. I know I always messed up. Good music, new music from Bob James, and the name of the tune was called Sea Goddess. Yeah, that's from Bob James. No, I think we're good now. Yeah, I want to remind you once again that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Kevin Amos here, and this is the Jazz Corner for Sunday.
you stop a war. A sound going down that is such a good sound, the soldiers won't fight anymore. A song with a vibe that'll seep inside and warm up the coldest heart. A groove so smooth it'll make them move and soften the hardest part. That is such a good sound. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jazz Corner here in WRCT Pittsburgh. And, of course, we have a list of some of the different artists that we heard from. The last artist we heard from was Wes Montgomery from the album A Day in the Life. It's on the CTI label, produced by Creed Taylor. Also, Santana, featuring Dale DMC McDaniels, with Let the Guitar Play. That's indeed from A Song for Cindy. Bobby Rosario, new music from him. Great guitarist. And he has a new CD out. And it's called, we heard a tune called Sun Will Shine. Also, in our set, we got into some of the music of Roberta Flack. A lot of her music has been remastered and re-released. Where Is the Love is the tune we heard from Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Ted Pilzecker. Yeah, Ted Pilzecker, Vibus. He has a nice new release called Vibes on a Breath. And we had If I Only Had a Brain. That's what we heard. And we ended our last set going into this hour with Rodney Whittaker, Carl Allen, and Terrell Stafford doing a tune called Mamacita. And that was from a tribute to Joe called Thank You, Joe. Joe Henderson. All right. Got some other news for you. You know, this is almost the time of the year when we hear about the University of Pittsburgh Jazz Seminar. University of Pittsburgh Jazz Program is among one of the oldest collegiate jazz programs in the country. The program was founded in 1969 by saxophonist and music educator Dr. Nathan Davis. Now, under Dr. Davis's leadership, Pitt became the nation's third university music department to establish a formal jazz curriculum. As Dr. Davis led and grew the program over the course of 44 years until his retirement in 2013, he had established a jazz ensemble, a scholastic jazz journal, the International Jazz Hall of Fame, and the annual jazz seminar and concert. He brought international recognition to Pitt's jazz program through tours of the jazz seminar and performances in Jamaica, Ghana, and Paris. In 2013, world-renowned jazz pianist and Pitt alumni, the late Jerry Allen, took over as director of the program until her death in 2017. Director Nicole Michelle Gant, award-winning jazz flautist and composer, led the program until 2022, and the program is currently led by interim director and professor Dr. Aaron J. Johnson. Now, there's some events coming up that we want to let you know about, and this is going to be a little bit different. Okay, let me tell you about this. As I look around here, and I just had it, so I don't know what I did with it. Let me go back and find it again for us. Because, you know, I'm sitting here at home, like, reading the screen. Oh, yeah, the 53rd Annual Pitt Jazz Seminar. Okay. Coming up, the Pitt Jazz Seminar will be the Jazz Seminar and Concert. The solo concert will be on November 3rd, Friday, November 3rd at 7:30 at Belfield Hall Auditorium. And the soloist will be Panito Gonzalez. All right, Panito Gonzalez. And on Saturday, November 4th at 8 p.m., the concert will be taking place, but it won't be in Oakland anymore. Well, this year, it is at Point Park University's Pittsburgh Playhouse, which is located in downtown Pittsburgh. On piano will be Victor Gould. On drums, as I mentioned in our last hour, will be Lenny White. On bass will be Buster Williams. On trumpet will be Charles Tolliver. On Also on trumpet will be Keon Harold. In jazz and vocals, one of my favorites, Camille Thurman. And on trombone, Aaron J. Johnson. So, that is coming up. A new place where the jazz seminar and concert is going to be held. And as we get closer to the event, I'll tell you about the time of some of the different jazz seminars. They're always so very interesting. And if you can get a chance to attend them, please do. All right. So that's about it. That's the update from University of Pittsburgh on their 53rd Annual Jazz Seminar and a little bit of information about the jazz program at Pitt, the Department of Music and Jazz Studies. Yeah. Okay. Moving right along, we have more music here on WRCT. Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you talk it, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try. My love, my joy.
Pharoah Saunders of Love Will Find a Way from his last recorded release on Luka Bop. Just came out maybe about a month ago. And also a group called Night